Blog Talk Radio.
Huh? I really say the four words.
Good evening.
Is that what it is?
Thank you to each and every one of you.
No, I don't stay out there. I guess it's outside. I heard of him. I don't know who I said. Huh? Yeah, I heard of him too. What do you say? If I take your number, I'm going to be honest and say I'm not going to use it. But you can get out of your mind because I'm going to walk away and forget about
you. This is Anna Kathy Ann Kendall, and I appreciate each and every one of you. Oh, I thank you. I thank you. We are excited about what God is doing in our life and in the life of the ministry. It is such an awesome time. He has blessed us with strength and health. He's blessed us with the ability to stand after doing all. Amen. It's a blessing to know that without a shadow of a doubt, He's got us. He orchestrates our steps. Yes, He does. He orchestrates everything in our life. It's impossible for us to lose for what's already been determined for us to learn. All we have to do is follow His plan. Lean not to our own understanding. Amen. And cast all of our cares on Him. It's an awesome and a magnificent time. And I'm excited about it. How about you? Won't you join us for a word of prayer? Father, thank you. Thank you for the places that you allowed us to go. Thank you for the people that you connected us to. Thank you for every life that you allowed us to touch. Father, I lift up the people that are in Texas, those that are in Houston, the surrounding areas, that are still devastated, God, by the storm Harvey. People that are still displaced. Father, we thank you that we know that you see and that you care. We lose your favor before them as they seek housing. Father, as they seek to rebuild their natural lives, that they would draw closer to you, knowing that you have all things, that you are the answer to everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We lift up the people of Puerto Rico to you, young and old, God, those that can't stand in line, those that their food hasn't reached, their water hasn't reached, God, that they would be able to continue to stand, that help is on the way, that you've touched the hearts of men and women across the world, and help is on the way. Hallelujah. And it's an on-time, in-time help. Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the people of Mexico that are rebuilding. Thank you, God, for sparing the life of that little girl in the midst of all of that rubble. Thank you. Thank you, Father, that they're still doing miracles, signs, and wonders, that they still follow believers. And that those people believe, God. They believe, Father. Hallelujah. They believe enough to ask the men not to use the machinery. Glory to God. It reminds me of the people who let the roof up, tore the roof up for their friend and let him down. That's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of those that will go to the workers and say, you know, don't use machinery. Let's use our hands to take these rocks down so that there would be more people that would be alive and well. God, I thank you, and we magnify you. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you that you are leading me. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are a leader. My God, you are the one that gives us the desires of our hearts. Father, thank you. In your Son Jesus' name, it is so, and so it is. You all, I want to share with you some of the amazing things that I have seen since I've been in San Antonio, Texas. I've been here for about a month, and we're going to be packing up and leaving on next Tuesday. We're going to be departing from this city. But I thank God for the opportunity to come and see. I have some goddaughters here, and they've been a blessing in my life. I want to thank God for Shaquita Jones and Tamiko Jones, Lady Ava and Sir Quavis. I appreciate you so much. They took good care of me. I do. I thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for our own apostle, Apostle Sandra Thomas, the founder of Fountain of Living Waters Church in Chicago, Illinois. If you're in the Chicagoland area, you need to get there every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. The foundation is sure. The word of God is a changer, and it's being loosed in the building. All you have to do is arrive. God will do the rest. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I'm so excited about it. The host pastor is Pastor Moore of New Macedonia. It sits on the corner of Madison and Tila. Get there. Get there. You all, on this week, I had the opportunity to share with some people about the miracle of life that God has given me and how it has changed my mindset. And God began to minister to me and say, Kathy, the word is what changed your mindset because you begin to seek me. The Bible says if you seek me first, the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, he'll add everything else to you. Now, I should know that scripture. I should believe that scripture because that's the foundation scripture of the woman of God that hosts this broadcast. Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. But I saw that scripture in a different way over these 6 months, you all. I'm telling you that over 18 hours of surgery and waking up and not knowing what day it was, it'll change some things. It'll make you get a different set of priorities. Yes, it will. The gratitude created in you will kill self-righteousness and the ability to judge someone else when you haven't walked in their shoes. The knife that you choose to pick up and put at your own throat for things that you would think or allow to come through your mouth. My God in heaven, I want you to know that God loves everybody and everyone has the opportunity for salvation. You can make your secure decision for your eternity and still live a miserable life on earth. Did you hear what I said? I said that you could secure your eternity and by choice still live a miserable life on earth. It is time for you to decide that you're going to live the abundant life, that you're going to live the life of obedience that produces the fruit of abundance. Let's try that again. That you're going to live a life of obedience that will produce the fruit of abundance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm talking about obedience that produces an abundance. I'm talking about obedience that'll travel a river to flow and never end. I'm talking about an obedience that will touch the hearts of men and women. God is. Be obedient. I'm not talking about perfection. I'm talking about that you have the ability to hear God's voice and then you choose to disobey him. I'm talking about the ability to hear God give you a message, give you a word for somebody and you still keep your mouth shut. I'm talking about choice. We have choice, men and women of God. We have choice. Hallelujah. We have choice. We have choice. What I'm about to share with you, I'm sharing it because it was a challenge to me. But I'm asking God for some new things, for some different things. And as I have been asking him for some different things, he's required some different things. My mother in the Lord is a giver. And as a follower, God blessed me to become a giver. It's not uncommon for me to give to others. However, I was sitting in an IHOP, walked up to an IHOP, and I was with a young lady that I was helping. And there was an older woman walking up, and we approached her and spoke to her and asked her, did she want something to eat? That's a normality for me. That's not a challenge. She said no, she didn't want anything, and she was waiting for someone. And she said, if you would give me, just get me something to drink. And so we asked the gentleman at the counter, and she wanted a sweet tea, and we got her that and gave it to her. And the young lady and I continued to conduct the business that we were taking care of. And the young lady said, nobody has come to meet the old lady from outside. And so she went and got her and talked to her. I didn't get up and go with her and invited her to come in. And she chose to sit at a different table. She didn't want to sit with us, and that was fine. You all, and we continued what we were doing, and as we finished and got ready to leave, we had the gentleman to put that meal on our ticket. And then when we were exiting, the young lady said to me that she was going to pay for the bill. So she paid for my meal, her meal, and the elderly woman's meal. And God kept taking my eyes to these gift cards. And I asked the young man that waited on her, did he know her? And he said yes, and God kept taking my eyes to these gift cards. And so I asked him, I said, how do these gift cards work? And he said, well, you can put any amount of money you want to put on it, and then you give it to whom you want to give it to, whenever they come in, they can use it. And so I stood there a minute, and remember, it's a common place for me to give. So I learned how to ask God, is this him? Is this what he's saying to do? But I knew that he had brought my eyes to the gift cards, so I just needed to know what he wanted on it. I thank him for it, you all. He told me what to put on the gift card, and I asked the young man, I said, you say you know her, right? And he said, yes. I said, I want to leave this gift card here for her, that whenever she comes in your restaurant, that she would take the money, the meal that she wants off of this gift card until it's empty. He was a very young man, you all, and I had no idea that he was the manager. And he said, yes, ma'am. He said, I'm the manager, and I can do that. That's not a problem. I'll do that for her, and I'll let her know that this is here for her. And when I left out of the IHOP, God said to me, he said, what you do for the least of them, you've done for me. Now, years ago, my mother and the Lord had had a dream where there were people that were well-dressed that had come from church, and they were going into this establishment. And there were people outside of this establishment that obviously had a need, and they were walking past them. And when she was sharing about the dream, I asked God to not ever let that be me. But no matter how much he blessed me, I did not ever want to forget to take care of those and be a blessing to those who were less fortunate. The reason that I'm sharing this with you is because what God asked me to put on that card was a challenge for me. And other things that he's had me do since I was in San Antonio were a challenge to me. And God said to me, you cannot let your previous situation dictate your future. Oh, let me help. God said to Kathy A. and Kendall, you cannot let your previous lack, you cannot let your previous appearance of depletion determine your future. You know, sometimes in life, situations change, and change gets short. Money gets fun. Somebody told me it was more months than money. I said, I thank God I don't know what that means, but okay. And you all, I have not worked in about a year and a half. And so literally, in the natural, men's hearts to supply the need in my life. He did. He touched men's hearts. I look at some things he did, and I can't do anything except shake my head. In belief. Oh, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. I want to share with you not to allow previous conditions or circumstances cause you to doubt or disobey God for your current situation. Because he is faithful even when you're not. God is faithful. Y'all, do you hear what I'm saying? I'm talking about faithful. Be faithful. And I'm so glad that I've had an opportunity to live what he said I would live. And there's more for me to live. I'm going to place my feet on every continent that God's made. I'm going to transform the economic status of cities and people because that's what he's given me to do. I'm going to house those that minister the gospel in their golden years where they have no worries, concerns, because blessed are those. You all, I'm excited about what God is doing in our life and in the life of the minister. Legacy Landmark, God still builds. Platinum. Brands that you're going to see manifest in the kingdom of God. Transforming the standard for opportunity. I'm excited about it. I'm asking each and every one of you to keep us in your prayers as we pray for you. I want you all to remember some people with me. Crystal Henderson, Bree, Pastor Doris Stewart in Jacksonville, Florida, Pastor Terry Knopf in Reform, Alabama, Apostle Sandra Thomas in Hillside, Illinois. Continue to call their names out as we see the manifestation of God's promise taking place in their lives, that we would celebrate with those that celebrate, that we would mourn with those that mourn, that we would rejoice with those that are rejoicing. I'm excited about it. Won't you join us? Father, we thank you, and we magnify you. We give you praise, honor, and glory in your precious Son, Jesus' name. We thank you that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned. God, for your glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, it is so. Amen.